The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus was teaching in the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over completely and incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called her to him and he said, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." And he laid hands on her, and at once she stood up straight and she glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when you should work, and work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath." But the Lord said in reply, "You hypocrites, do not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it out for watering? But this daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day, free from her bondage?" When he had said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at the splendid deeds done by Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This reading from Luke has, I think, a very important teaching. It involves the Sabbath and keeping the law of the Sabbath. The notion, the biblical notion of the Sabbath begins way back there in the book of Genesis. In the first chapter of Genesis, we have the story of creation, the 7 days of creation, and on the seventh day, God rests, Sabbath. Now, the rabbi interpretation of this will say that on the seventh day, God created menuha, which is rest. So to rest is an act of creation. Resting is an act of creation. If you don't rest on the seventh day, you will not understand the other six. We have people that just work incessantly and they lose touch with the real meaning of life. And by the way, the rabbi would remind us too that resting on the Sabbath, honoring the Sabbath, is not just a day, it's a way of life. Sabbath is a way of life. You must find times to rest. If you don't find times to rest, you lose touch with the real meaning of life. So when we get to speak about Jesus here in the synagogue, curing this woman of her infirmity, it's very clear that Jesus came to preach about relationships, not law. In due time, it will become a commandment, keep holy the Lord's day. But how do you keep the Lord's day holy? Listening to Jesus, it is very clear it's not involved with law. It's involved with relationships. Jesus came to speak about relationships, not law. The law, keeping the law, is the consequence of a relationship. In the Gospel of John, there at the Last Supper, Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." But you must love me first. You must be involved in the relationship first, and then you will keep the commandments. You don't keep the commandments first and then seek the relationship. Keeping the commandments and making the Lord's Day holy is the gift born out of relationship. to be faithful to your spouse or to bless your children or to care for your children and be generous with your children, that's not because of a law. It's because of a relationship. And if your relationship is proper, if your relationship is nurturing, then you will keep the law. If you don't have the relationship, the law will not carry you. Whether it's in marriage or dealing with your children or your church or your community, it's all based on relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, in its origin, it's clear that keeping the Sabbath involves a tribute to the God whom you know. All of the details we came up with, and this is true of all the commandments are fairly general. And now the church, and at the time, the leaders of the synagogue, built in a whole construction of law and detail to say this is exactly what it means. And in the process, we lost touch with the relationship and we began to concentrate on the law. And the fundamental relationship with Jesus Christ and the relationship with the living God somehow got clouded in the overwhelming detail of keeping a law. Be cautious about that. When we come to religion, we're full of laws and regulations and people observing all sorts of mandates and maybe losing touch with Jesus Christ, losing touch with the infinite love of God, with the charity, the healing, the blessing of God. And yet we're keeping the laws. We're legalistic. We're overwhelming people with demands of law, not an invitation to relationship with Jesus Christ. And sometimes the laws can become an impediment to the relationship with Jesus Christ. Sometimes we get caught in so much detail, even in liturgy. We're caught in all sorts of detail. We lose touch with the mystery. It's the mystery. It's the wonder of relationships. A relationship of love has in it mystery, beauty, wonder, generosity, forgiveness. All of these things have to do with relationship. Jesus Christ came among us to teach us. Breaking bread with tax collectors and sinners, healing those who were undeserving, forgiving those who did not merit forgiveness. Wow, that's the meaning of God's revelation in Jesus Christ. You can tell about details. You know, in the Buddhist tradition, this story is told to tell you how futile relationships and detail in law can become. On one occasion, it is told in the Zen tradition that the monks in this monastery would gather each evening for their prayer, but they had a cat, and the cat would wander in to the chapel or their gathering place for prayer during the evening prayer, and the cat would interrupt their prayer, would be a distraction to their meditation. Therefore, it was decided that the sacristan monk, before the evening prayer, would tie up the cat, and therefore the cat would not interrupt the meditation of the monks. So this became the practice as they prepared for evening prayer. In due time, eventually, the cat died. But they couldn't begin evening prayer without tying up a cat, so they had to get another cat before they began evening prayer. So the cat and tying up the cat became part of the ritual of the evening prayer, which shows you the futility of getting involved in details of the law and neglecting the essential exercise of religion, the exercise of relationship. That's what happens in this gospel. Jesus says, you are supposed to rest on the Sabbath day, but now we got caught in so much detail with the regulation of the synagogue, we lost touch with the relationship. Therefore, taking a teaching out of this, don't become picky. And don't believe that following Jesus Christ is keeping all these little details and laws. Don't get guilty. As long as you're in touch with Jesus Christ, and as long as you have a profound relationship with God in Jesus Christ, everything else will follow. Keeping the commandments will follow. Having a wholesome life in the presence of God, this will follow. It will only follow if we have a relationship with the Lord. That's the teaching of this. So journey through this day, conscious of God's presence, invoking the Lord. You'll find yourself praising God, thanking God for something, asking God for a grace, the grace I most need in this moment today. I'm conscious, I'm living in the presence of God. After that, don't worry about the details of the law. They'll all fall into place if we live in the presence of God. Amen.